talking about volume and projection and energy for another couple of days, including volume through a face mask. Wonder what I'm referring to regarding that. On Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice today, volume mics and processing. I mean, studio work is very different from stage work, as we've already discussed. You don't usually need to be projecting your voice or raising it beyond the level of a normal animated conversation with someone sitting close to you. That is a level that if someone was sitting almost touching you, they'd neither lean in to catch what it is you're saying nor move away. Presenters who shout are often pushing their listener away from them. Again, it's this real conversational voice that'll connect you with your audience. Now, having said that, it can be tricky to gauge your volume when you're wearing headphones and when you're using a sensitive microphone and perhaps faced with a desk of volume knobs and faders, which may have also altered your sound. A tip here is to take your headphones off from one of your ears, because listening to yourself through headphones gives a false sense of your voice. It's too close and unnatural. We don't hear ourselves like this when we talk with friends, and therefore won't help a natural read. Take one ear off, and you'll better connect with the real you, with less projection and promotion and more authenticity and credibility. You'll be focusing more on what you're saying to entice, engage, explain, educate, entertain, and less of how you're saying it, just like in life. And we're going to be talking more about mic technique in a few months' time. I've already planned that far ahead. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.